Michael's Optical. Our opticians in Atascadero fit and adjust glasses with precision, comfort, and confidence. At Michael's Optical, they offer expert repairs, all with a personal touch. And because of their certification with the American Board of Opticianry, Michael's Optical's opticians have a distinct understanding of your eyeglass prescriptions. At Michael's Optical, we have an in-house finishing lab, which means faster processing time for your prescription. And don't forget, the summer savings on sunglasses at Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real in Atascadero, where Michael and Kathy Nutt have been providing fashionable eyewear for 47 years. Look at us, look at us.
Michael's Optical.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Chris Perfett.
Tuesday night, the MLB All-Star Game saw the American League defeating the National League 4-0. Yankees outfielder Cody Bellinger was named MVP as he got the party started in the first inning, driving in two runs. At the next at-bat, Ben Rice, his teammate, drove in one run. And in the eighth inning, White Sox first baseman Miguel Vargas hit a solo home run. Spain is on its way to New York. They will play the winner of England and Argentina as they defeated France 2-0. It's their third consecutive victory over their European neighbors in the past 2 years. Dodgers pitcher and designated hitter Shohei Ohtani didn't play in the All-Star game, but he is now expected to play in the weekend series against the New York Yankees when the season resumes. And in the NBA, the Washington Wizards are shutting down rookie A.J. DeBonsa for the remainder of the NBA Summer League season.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest inn, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and me all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's western shirts 15% off, 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
California Mid-State Fair begins today, celebrating 80 years. Vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 75 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The California Mid-State Fair starts today and will run through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s, celebrating the fair's eight decades of agriculture, entertainment, and community on the Central Coast. This morning at 8:30 will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show. The Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show begin at 9. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m., and the fair and its exhibits officially open the gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage. In the Chumash Grandstand Arena will be Old Dominion with Dasha and Annie Bosco. At about 10 p.m. yesterday, a tree branch fell in an employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle, and one individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch, and the area has been secured. Mid-State Fair has provided no additional information on the incident. Crews from the city of Paso Robles also responded to a water main break late last night on Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. The city says Riverside Avenue is closed to northbound traffic between 24th Street and Gregory Avenue while repair was underway. The incident occurred close to midnight. The city said it may take a minimum of 10 hours to complete the work before water service can be restored to nearby businesses. Vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A vehicle caught fire yesterday afternoon on the Cuesta Grade, threatening nearby vegetation. CHP received reports of the fire at about 4:45 p.m. on Highway 101. The car fire spread to a nearby tree, and CHP says the fire was completely extinguished at about 5:02 p.m., but traffic on the northbound 101 was backed up as far as Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo from the incident. No injuries were reported. Amid the heat wave here in Paso Robles, the city reminds residents there are air-conditioned facilities open to the public. The library and senior center are both open, although the current weather is not expected to need extended facility hours. Residents are encouraged to visit the library or senior center if they need a cool spot this week and take advantage of scheduled activities at these locations. Public swim lessons at Centennial Pool are also a way to stay cool, the city says. Members of the public should also note that the city does consider closing fields and or modifying athletic field use when temperatures reach 102 for those who have scheduled athletic field use this week. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the American League shut out the National League 4-0. Tomorrow, the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, emergency officials found a boat near Alcatraz Island almost fully underwater yesterday afternoon. The boat was carrying 20 passengers as a part of a memorial service launched near the St. Francis Yacht Club in San Francisco. 16 of the 20 individuals were confirmed rescued. One was dead and three remain missing as the U.S. Coast Guard continued to conduct searches for them. A suspect in Fresno County was hospitalized after a deputy shot him in self-defense during a home invasion response. The sheriff's office responded to two home invasion reports, finding the suspect at the second home. A fight between the deputy and the suspect broke out, prompting the deputy to fire three shots at him. Aid was rendered to the suspect and he was taken to a medical center with severe injuries. The elephant fire in Sierra County in northeastern California has grown to about 15,000 acres and containment has reached 42%. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:14.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. President Trump's working families tax cuts provided $125 million annually for the Research Facilities Act program to modernize agricultural research facilities across the country. USDA Research, Education, and Economics Undersecretary Scott Hutchins explains how these funds might assist land-grant universities.
One might imagine that if you think about the kinds of activities that are really very modern and present today in agricultural science and technology, you might see specifically in the area of digital ag or AI, you might see a lot of activity, for example, and I know a lot of universities have invested in phenotyping facilities to be able to quickly measure and understand what different stressors have, for example, on crops. You can imagine how several would be looking at how they can use the most modern tools for gene editing in both plants and animals. So you can kind of look at the landscape of what's happening in agricultural science today and begin to imagine how many of these universities would want to be part of that. In order to do that, they would need to either renovate or develop or plan for different kinds of facilities.
The USDA National Institute of Food and Agriculture will administer this competitive funding opportunity, and the funding will support renovation, expansion, and construction projects.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day, as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slabs. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 818. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paz Robles Airport. The spread of golden mussels in California has alarmed farmers this year as the invasive species established itself in waterways across much of the state. In the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the freshwater mollusks began obstructing irrigation systems that sustained billions of dollars worth of tree nuts, wine grapes, tomatoes, and other crops. Among the most vulnerable agricultural infrastructure are hundreds of steel pipes that siphon water from the Delta into irrigation pumps and ditches. Christopher Nudek, president of his Stockton-based engineering firm, said during the past 6 months, an onslaught of golden mussels began clogging some siphons and pumps that pull water from Delta rivers, choking off farmers' water supply. Replacing siphons, pump stations, and drainage pipes affected by golden mussels could cost farmers in the Delta more than $35 million, according to an estimate Nudek provided this year to the San Joaquin County Office of Emergency Services. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs right around 105, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny tomorrow, highs right around 102, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 80s Friday, low 90s Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, 96 a week from today. Currently, it is 75 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:20.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks rose in early trading. Optimism is being fed by a cooler-than-expected inflation reading. The producer price index for June declined 0.3%, helped by lower energy prices, though crude oil prices rose this month. ASML, the Dutch tech company that makes machines to manufacture chips, reported strong demand in the recent quarter. ASML shares are up more than 1%. United Airlines reports earnings after the Wall Street close. Shares of Indianapolis-based Elevance Health are down 8%. It reported a better-than-expected quarter, and it's raising expectations for the year, though the health insurer lost some members when it raised prices. And payment company Stripe and investment firm Advent International have made an offer to buy PayPal. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you, would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
From the North County to the South County, it's Story Termite and Pest Control Service.
Rats in my room! I am bothered by those rats in my room! By those dirty little rats in my room!
No matter how big the problem, Story Termite will get the job done, providing thorough professional expertise for all your home pest control needs. Story Termite has over 33 years of experience and for 5 years in a row has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. Call 805-460-0650.
Fly in my eye, a goat in my boat, a bear in my hair. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty.
Call 805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish, fly in my eye, goat in my boat, snakes in my case, bear in my hair.
For over four decades, one small jewelry store has quietly held a town's most meaningful moments, engagements, anniversaries, milestones. Founded in 1980, K. John's Jewelers became more than a place to buy jewelry. It became a place built on trust. 20 years later, a young woman would walk through those doors as an employee, learning from the very jewelers who shaped the store and who would one day trust her to carry it forward. In 2020, Lindsay Jane accepted that responsibility, not to change what people loved, but to honor it. For years, the cases reflected many voices, designers, friends, partners. But quietly, one vision was taking form. Decades of experience, 12 National Design Awards, a body of work that had been waiting, and soon the cases will speak differently, more focused, more intentional, more personal. A house built not of walls, but of craft, history, and a name you already know. Something new is coming, and it's been here all along. Lindsay Jane, a legacy redesigned.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. And a reminder, Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Karen will have Dan Blackburn, and what he has a book. It's called Human Harvest. It's about serial killer Dorothy Puente. It's upcoming on the Hulu series about the killings and the legal battles with prosecution, particularly about the book itself. So you'll find out about that. Very interesting. Coming up this afternoon, you and Karen, 12:30 till 2 here on The Right Choice.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. In the past, we've talked about the origins of Old West towns like Denver, Deadwood, and Tombstone. Today, we're going to tell you the story of the Old West coastal town by the name of Yerba Buena. Western town has an interesting story. Today we're going to share with you the story of one of those western towns by the name of Yerba Buena. In 1776, while the United States was fighting for its independence on the continent's other coast, the Spanish were building a military post in an area known as Yerba Buena. They also established there a mission named after Saint Francis of Assisi. The village of Yerba Buena became the northern outpost of the Spanish Empire in America. Later, when the Mexicans overthrew the Spanish, they took over the military post and the mission. Other countries were also intrigued with Yerba Buena. In 1835, British Captain William Richardson established a settlement a few miles east of the town. The Mexican government did nothing about it because they had little or no presence in the area. That same year, the United States offered to purchase Yerba Buena, but the Mexicans refused to sell. Then, a little more than a decade later, Mexico and the United States entered into a war. And still intrigued with the area, on July 9, 1846, U.S. Captain John Montgomery sailed his warship into the bay and anchored just off the settlement. Meeting no resistance on shore, they claimed the settlement for the United States. Although the Mexican-American War was still in progress, with an ever-growing presence in the area, in 1847, the Americans changed the name of the sleepy village from Yerba Buena to its current name, San Francisco.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Summer in Paso is beautiful, but it can wear you out. This July, Spa Allegretto is offering a complimentary Arnica peppermint foot treatment with any spa service. Cool, soothing, and designed to refresh you from the ground up. Nestled at Allegretto Vineyard Resort, it's the perfect summer escape right here on the Central Coast. Call 805-369-2524 or visit AllegrettoVineyardResort.com to reserve your appointment.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, REDS has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call REDS On Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Rich London, what's happening at the mattress specialist these hot summer days?
Well, not only is it hot out there, Gary, but the prices are hot in here. As you can see, Gary, I got mattresses everywhere. They're almost through the ceiling, but of course, it's getting used to that now. People come in, they go, wow, you're not kidding. I'm not kidding. I got things on sale because I'm constantly getting things in. I'm getting the deals for everybody.
The mattress specialist is at 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
Lint Patrol specializes in dryer vent cleaning. You can trust Dylan with Lint Patrol to keep your vents clean and safe, and this helps your dryer run more efficiently and reduces the risk of a house fire. Dylan has over 6 years of appliance preventative maintenance experience and is knowledgeable in all things appliance care. This is an affordable, simple way to help protect your home. Contact Dylan today at 805-975-5176 or visit lintpatrolca.com.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. At about 10 p.m. yesterday, a tree branch fell in an employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle, and one individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch, and the fair has provided no additional information. Amid the heat wave here in Paso Robles, the city reminds residents there are air-conditioned facilities open to the public. The library and senior center are both open if residents need a cool spot this week. Public swim lessons at Centennial Pool are also a way to stay cool. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 76 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump says ICE should keep using traffic stops as an enforcement tool. ICE announced most stops would be suspended after fatal shootings in Maine and Texas.
Well, look, it's not a policy change. It's a temporary pause. Look, we had the last couple of shootings, ICE leadership along with DHS believes they want to look at these last couple of incidents and look, is there something that could have been done better?
Borders are Tom Homan on Fox. The Senate confirmation hearings today for acting Attorney General Todd Blanche to have the job long term. He says his job is securing American safety.
When a family can send their kids to school, walk their neighborhood after dark, and build a life without fear, every promise of the American dream is within reach. When they cannot, none of it is.
He faces accusations of improperly targeting Trump political enemies and mishandling the release of Jeffrey Epstein files. America's listening to Fox News.
This summer, fuel up your fun at Tachi Palace Casino Resort with Summer Cash and Gas. Every Thursday in July and August, Premier Club members can score cash and prizes with four winners every hour. And on August 20th and 27th, our 8 p.m. winner can skip the pump by riding away with a brand new custom e-bike plus $5,000 cash. Get in, get playing, and get ready to win. Summer Cash and Gas, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course. Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2222. 2200.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, the replacement window masters. Well, we know it's sunny and hot. High of 105, clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. Will be a little cooler, predicted of 102 on Thursday, but good news. Upper 80s on Friday. Right around 90 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mid-90s next Tuesday and Wednesday. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down. 5:59 a.m., 8:19 p.m., we are at 80 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors. With features like doggy doors, they are built right in. Also, not also, but again, a reminder, coming up this afternoon, this is going to be very interesting. Dan Blackburn has written a book. It's called Human Harvest, and it's about serial killer Dorothea Puente. It's upcoming on Hulu series, and they'll be talking, obviously, about the book and the killings and the legal battles with the prosecutors about the book. So find out about that and more this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL, as we're ready for freedom of speech. Brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Call them, 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home. There you have it, and in case anybody may be wondering, that little intro there is a Leslie Gore. That was her best last big hit from 1968 called California Nights. Nice song. Probably haven't heard it in a while unless you're listening to Jukebox Saturday Night. So there you go. All right, the AC and the hot weather and so forth, those of us that have lived here for any length of time, we know how to, shall we say, handle it. But when you look back, how did we handle it? Or, you know, again, I always like to use acclimate. Every time I watch the Pioneer Day Parade, I wonder about those ranchers and farmers and so forth in those vehicles during this heat. And I just scratch my head and say, man, did that contribute to our less years living on this planet? A lot of things, you know, all the factors you take in, but for those that maybe have lived elsewhere when you had the heat and the humidity, but we didn't have the constant air conditioning. Many people just didn't have it. I'm going to say that air conditioning was a privilege to have, maybe until, I don't know, the 70s, maybe. I know personally that we didn't have our first air conditioner until I was 10 years old, and I'm the youngest in the family. Now when you're 10, it may be a little bit easier. You hardly remember, but obviously you lived through it and so forth. But you know, even going back to thinking of school, I don't remember if we had air conditioners in the school or not. I'm just assuming we did. Certainly not in the vehicles. Because the people that had air conditioning in their cars, they had the Cadillacs and the Lincolns and the big, beautiful Buicks, you know, the money cars. The rest of us, we didn't have air conditioning in our vehicles. And again, somehow we made it. And when you grow up in it, so you don't know the difference. And there was no use in complaining because there was nothing you could do about it. But you learned, you know, the simple things, and many of these are the same suggestions that we have today. Now, obviously, air conditioning is a very, very nice luxury to have. And again, I think it's another one of those things for, you know, depending on when you were born,
It is a, let's just say, something we take for granted. Chris, you've always had air conditioning, right?
As far as I can remember, yes.
All right, could you imagine not having air conditioning?
Not particularly, no.
Okay. Well, growing up in it and so forth. How about in your vehicle? Yeah, I know you have it in your car.
Yes, I do.
Can you imagine?
Yes, I can, because there was one time where my air conditioning in my car didn't work, so I had to rely on using the windows to cool down.
And that was miserable.
In its own way, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I'm grateful for the windows and, you know, the wind coming in, but compared to the air conditioning, it wasn't as great.
All right, but again, this is another assumption on my part that your car had automatic windows.
Yes.
Okay. Now, again.
I've used windows that you had to crank down before, though.
All right.
In the old family van.
All right.
Not just that, but the back windows also couldn't crank down. There are the kinds of ones that you just kind of like wedge open. Do you know what I'm talking about?
You can only go about 3/4 ways.
Pretty much. Those sucked. Those really sucked.
Well, that was, I guess, design as prevention to keep the kids in the car because depending on the age of the car, it might not have had seatbelts in the back seats.
Well, it certainly did.
Oh, it did?
Yes.
Okay. So I don't know the reason, but I remember those cars that, they would only go down, a quarter or halfway.
They didn't go down. You, like, pushed against them, and they would, like, kind of pop out a little bit, only, like, an inch or so.
Okay, the pop-out ones.
Yeah, those ones sucked.
Okay, those were pretty bad. Pretty bad. Anyway, so, you know, again, it's part of the things that we just take for advantage, and we don't realize. I once took a trip from Louisville to Roanoke, Virginia, and because I went through Eastern and then West Virginia and so forth, I had a car that had no radio and no air conditioner, and I did it in the dead of summer. And obviously, you know, again, I made it, but I was, I had the windows down and just hoping for the best and so forth. It was just, I was by myself, so maybe that made it easier. You know, if I had somebody with me, they probably would have been complaining. No radio, no air conditioning, and here we go. But anyway, okay, so air conditioning, now you have obviously the positives of it, but of course, you have those who say it contributes significantly to global warming and energy consumption. All right. We do know that, but what's the alternative? I don't know if these groups are coming right out and saying that we shouldn't be using it, but they are saying, you know, I guess a cautionary, contribute significantly, not slightly, significantly to global warming and energy consumption. Well, we are, just about everything we use on a daily basis takes a lot of energy because we like our conveniences that contribute to the energy consumptions. So, now, here are some things to consider about the use of air conditioner. Again, according to the people, experts, or whatever, prolonged exposure can cause dehydration, dry skin, and respiratory irritation. Now, here's something you really need to think about. Neglected units can circulate mold and allergens. That's why, you know, you need to get them checked out from time to time. And even with the vents, that we have in our homes, you need to, you know, check on those and get decent ones, not the ones that cost $1.99. It's well worth it. It's well worth it. So those are some things to consider and to do that. Let me see here. My dad was a Chevy dealer in the 60s and early 70s. Most basic cars at that time offered what he called 450 air conditioning. How many of you know what 450 air conditioning is? Chris, you have any idea?
450 air conditioning?
Yeah.
No.
4 windows, 50 miles per hour.
Ah. Not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Well, again, the basic cars back then. Now, you can, certain models you can upgrade. You know, you have to pay, I don't know how much more back then. but well, I do. For example, a 66 four-door Galaxy. That was the first car, new car my dad ever bought. It was $2,700. He could have upgraded to a beautiful Galaxy 500 convertible with air conditioning, and that would have cost $3,000. Mom wouldn't go for it. So for that extra $300 as opposed to $2,700, and I don't think the Galaxy was the top of the line for Ford back then, and I don't remember what was. But anyway, so those are just, you know, some of the things that we have with the windows and the air conditioning, even in our homes, et cetera, et cetera. And then, you know, of course, the clothing, too. We have, you know, clothing now that's designed for all types of weathers to help you out either way. That, you know, will make you feel more comfortable. But in many cases, particularly in, well, I shouldn't say particularly, but, you know, both either hot or cold, people will wear clothing that may not be the best for the conditions, but because, one, they like it and they think they look good in it. So tight clothing in the summer generally is not the thing to do, and obviously lighter colors and so forth. And you know, there's all kinds of things you learn over the years on, you know, how to stay cool. One of the things, probably look at your animals. they in most cases, they figure it out, and they, you know, they do. So anyway, again, it's something to as you get older, and earlier, as I mentioned, with medications, please be extremely careful with the heat. But the most important thing is the hydration. All right. Now, Karen has come out with a piece in her Calcos News, and this has to do with the highest paid employees from each of the seven cities here in San Luis Obispo County. We saw one X amount of years ago that came out for the city of Paso Robles, and at the time, memory serves me, there was, and again, we're going back more than 10 years ago, that there was over 29 employees in the city of Paso Robles making over $100,000. Okay. Now, this one that Karen has, these are just from the county employees in the county. So it does break down from each city. However, one thing to keep in mind when you look at this, it says the compensation information is from 2024. And according to this, the last time the seven cities filed with a Transparent California. I don't know if that's something that they have to do every year. But, for example, and let's just take, and also if you look at it, you're going to see that Ty Lewis's name is still on here. But let's use him as an example. This is a combination of pay and benefits for the city manager in Paso Robles, again, going back to 2024. And I'll just round it out to $352,000 a year. Okay. And then you have, for example, listen to this. The deputy police chief in San Luis Obispo is $532,000 a year. That's deputy. It's a lot of money. Every single one of these that are listed here from the seven cities, these are the four highest paid from each of the seven cities, by the way, just to clarify it. Every single one of them that's listed here, again, this is a combination of pay and benefits, make more than a Supreme Court justice. Think about that. More than a Supreme Court justice. So, and they get a nice ring and a send-off when they're retired as well. So anyway, it's out there for you to take a look at. So have at it and go to it. One of the things is California is trying to make e-bikes safer. And it is also people are not, I shouldn't say people, but there are some legislators that are maybe looking at ways to more enforcement on these, and they're warning parents about the dangers of these because there's been an an increase in kids, I should say, not children necessarily, that they're ending up in the emergency rooms, that it's has safety concerns for many of those elected officials that care about our kids and our puppies and our grandmas and stuff. So what the problem or the issue is, it's the sale of the powerful electric motorcycles. They're disguised as e-bikes. Chris, do you know what that means when they say they're disguised as e-bikes?
No, I'm not certain what they mean by that.
Okay. Well, we know from the past that these things, now, under California law, electric bicycles cannot exceed 28 miles per hour, assisted by the motors. Okay. Models that people younger than 16 can legally drive are even slower, but more powerful devices that go faster than 28, sometimes much faster, are often marketed as e-bikes, even though they are more properly understood as electric motorcycles. So these are being passed off as e-bikes simply because there's pedals on them. So moms and dads, you need to do a little bit of research. And then also to make sure that you're not, shall we say, wasting money, is to make sure that you're buying something that's proper and keep up on what the changing laws may be. Now, this bill that may be coming out, it would make it illegal for sellers and manufacturers to call electric motorcycles e-bikes, and we require them to disclose to customers that what they're about to buy is definitely not an e-bike. Now, what the bill is intended, again, good intentions, it's to prevent people who want an e-bike from unintentionally buying something more dangerous. Again, for something like, okay, if you go buy a bike for a kid, let's just say, make it easy. You know, your kid is 10 years old, and he or she wants a bike. Now, again, what most of us know is a bike. And, again, to simplify it, okay, he wants a Schwinn 10-speed or she wants a Schwinn 10-speed. We know what that is. We know what a 10-speed bicycle is on a Schwinn. You might want to look on, you know, what's the best value from a company, not necessarily Schwinn, you know, et cetera, so you do your due diligence. For this, on the whether it's an e-bike or the other, I can't imagine, but why wouldn't a parent do their due diligence and find out more about it, particularly when it comes to safety? Not necessarily that the dealer is going to tell you everything you need to know. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I thought I would relay a conversation that I had yesterday with Paul Sloan, who's our economic development manager. And we were talking about the spaceport. Now, and I told him, now I'm not a particular fan of the spaceport itself, maybe because of the time and energy and money and everything else. But I am in favor of what they predict will be businesses coming to out by the airport, et cetera, to support the spaceport and the jobs that they will bring. And I'm really hoping that that's the focus, is that we focus on getting some of these companies to come out here and bring their employees, and that we can hire from Cuesta College or wherever it be, Cal Poly or wherever, to come work in these high-tech businesses so that when the Space Force is ready to go, we'll have good people. But my other comment to him was, I would like to see us focus on getting the high school, you know, in some sort of better condition, if you will, because we're just not graduating enough smart people. You know, too many people are failing in math and English and everything else.
All right, my question would be, what is the city of Paso Robles, what do they think they could do to get kids to get better grades at Paso Robles High School?
You know, that's not something I have any knowledge of whatsoever. I just don't know. I think that the city, because they have no control over the education, that's simply a school district issue. So the city can't do anything itself. But I look at it and I say, what can we do perhaps to encourage teachers or to, you know, get, you know, we've talked about programs in the past where we develop areas of housing that are more conducive to being affordable for teachers and police and firemen and stuff like that.
Are you suggesting that taxpayers pay for this?
No. I knew you would go there. But no, what I'm saying is that we don't have enough good, affordable housing. And if we did, we would have, it would be easier for our teachers to teachers to come here and live here and just have an easier life than and that we would all like to have. And we can't attract a lot of that sometimes because we're just too darned expensive and we just don't pay our teachers enough money to live here.
You realize that the current school board voted to increase the building fees here in Paso Robles.
If you want to get me started on the school board, that's
My point is, so that adds to the cost of a home.
Yes.
And the teachers' union that supports most of these school board members, they're okay with that. And then they stand up and say, we don't make enough money. Well, your own people are voting, and you've heard me say this for years, not just with this issue, but many issues on taxation and so forth, that these unions are forcing us to pay more for a lot of things. And they continue to vote for it, and they continue to complain that they don't make enough money.
And I know all of that. And if you look even more recently, you've got this bond proposition that's coming up, $205 million, which will actually be $400 million. And the truth of the matter is that it's going to add $300 plus a month to people's property taxes. And now you've made it even more difficult for people to come here and, you know, be employed by a school district or anybody else. You've just made it harder and harder. So I will be a serious advocate for not passing that bond issue. But, you know, again, so going back to the technology that they're hoping to attract out to the airport, the spaceport is going to be years away. We still don't have the FAA license. That's going to be years away.
Well,
and so hopefully they can develop some businesses out there.
Well, okay, considering the couple of debacles that the city of Paso Robles has had with the airport, even going back to David Weirich and this mess now that they have, that they're not making the same money that they did based on their decisions of because they thought that ACI would be Lloyd's would be a better cultural fit. And there's some other issues that are be coming up probably in the next few weeks regarding the airport. Why would anybody with a spaceport possibility want to bring and deal with the city of Paso Robles?
Well, and that is not a question, or that is not something that Paul and I talked about, but it's always been an issue for me.
Okay.
Why? I'm sorry. Yes, you're up against the clock.
Yeah, the music started. Thanks for your call.
Sure.
All right, bye.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The city of Paso Robles says a water main break on Riverside Avenue and 24th Street occurred close to midnight last night. And the city estimates it would take a minimum of 10 hours to complete the work service before service can be restored to nearby businesses. A vehicle caught fire yesterday afternoon on the Cuesta Grade, threatening nearby vegetation. CHP reports that the vehicle caught fire at about 4:45 p.m. on the 101, which spread to a nearby tree. CHP says the fire was completely extinguished at about 5:02. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 78 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Karen will have on Dan Blackbird. He's written a book called Human Harvest about serial killer Dorothea Puente, the upcoming Hulu series about the killings, and the legal battles with prosecutors about the book. Oh, you'll find out. Enjoy your day, and again, stay cool. Make sure the animals are taken care of as well. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.